Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
When I say rest easy, I don't mean to ignore the problem or pretend it doesn't exist. What I'm saying is, you don't have to carry the burden all by yourself. There's a peace that comes from knowing you're not alone, that God is walking with you, and that He is preparing a unique path just for you. I know it's hard to believe that sometimes. It's easy to look around and see only the closed doors, the dead ends, and the disappointments. But what if I told you that these obstacles are not the end of the road? What if I told you that God is working behind the scenes, even in those moments when you feel stuck, to create a way that you haven't even imagined yet? Think about that for a moment. God, who knows you better than anyone else, is crafting a path that is tailored just for you. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution. It's something unique, something special, and something that will make sense in time, even if it doesn't make sense right now. Sometimes we get so caught up in trying to figure everything out on our own. We think that if we just work harder, if we just think a little more, we can solve everything. But that's not how it works. There's a peace that comes from surrendering our need to control everything and trusting that God will show us the way. This doesn't mean we stop trying or that we stop working hard, but it means that we understand there's a higher power guiding us, a divine hand that's leading us even when we can't see the full picture. You might be asking, how can I rest when I'm facing so much uncertainty? And that's a fair question. But here's the thing. Resting doesn't mean you stop caring or that you give up. Resting means you take a step back and allow God to take the lead. It's about finding peace and knowing that you're not in this alone. There's something beautiful about trusting God with your journey. It's like handing over the map and saying, I don't know where this road is going, but I trust you to guide me. It's a release of control. And in that release, you find a freedom that you didn't know was possible. You find that the weight on your shoulders starts to lift because you're not meant to carry it all by yourself. So, how do we begin to rest in God's promise to show us a unique way? It starts with faith. Faith that even in the silence, God is speaking. Faith that even in the waiting, God is working. And faith that even in the struggle, God is shaping something beautiful in your life. I know it's not always easy to have faith, especially when things seem to be going wrong. But I want to encourage you to hold on. Hold on to the belief that God is for you, not against you. Hold on to the belief that He is making a way, even if you can't see it yet. Sometimes, the path that God has for us isn't revealed all at once. Sometimes, it's a step-by-step journey where we're called to trust Him with each step we take. And as we trust, as we move forward in faith, the path becomes clearer, the way becomes brighter, and we start to see the unique plan that God has for us unfold. You might not understand why you're going through what you're going through right now. It might not make sense, and it might be painful. But I want you to know that your pain is not wasted. Your tears are not unseen. God is using every moment, every trial, and every challenge to prepare you for something greater, something you can't even imagine right now. So, rest easy, my friends. Rest in the knowledge that God is with you, that He is for you, and that He is leading you. Even when the road is tough, even when the nights are long, know that you are not alone. there is a way being made for you. A path that is unique to your journey, and it's being prepared by the one who loves you more than you can ever understand. In this moment, let go of your worries. Let go of the need to figure everything out. Let go of the burden you've been carrying for far too long. And in its place, take hold of peace. Take hold of the assurance that God will show you a unique way through whatever you're facing. Beloved, let's dig a little deeper into what it means to truly rest in God's plan for our lives. I know that sometimes resting can feel like the hardest thing to do, especially when everything around us seems to demand our attention and action. But the kind of rest...
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
What I'm talking about isn't about being inactive. It's about finding peace and assurance in God's presence, no matter what's happening around you. Think about your life for a moment. Think about the challenges, the worries, and the things that keep you up at night. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of life, to feel like you're spinning out of control. But I want you to imagine what it would be like to take a deep breath and let go of all that tension. Imagine what it would be like to feel a deep sense of peace, knowing that you don't have to carry all those burdens on your own. You see, rest doesn't mean giving up. It means giving over. It means handing over your worries, your fears, and your doubts to God. It's a deliberate choice to trust that God knows what He's doing, even when you don't understand the path you're on. It's about saying, God, I trust you with this situation. I trust you with my future. I trust you with everything that's weighing me down. But how do we do that? How do we truly rest in a world that's constantly pushing us to do more, be more, and achieve more? It starts with a shift in perspective. Instead of focusing on what you can't control, start focusing on what you can. Your response to God's invitation to trust Him. Maybe right now, you're facing something that feels impossible. Maybe it's a financial situation, a relationship problem, or a health issue that seems to have no solution. The natural response is to try and fix it, to find a way out on your own. But what if, instead of striving, you chose to surrender? What if, instead of trying to figure it all out, you chose to let go and let God lead? I'm not saying this is easy. It takes courage to let go of the reins and trust that God will take care of you. But there's a peace that comes with that trust, a peace that says, I don't have to have all the answers because I know the one who does. It's a peace that allows you to rest even in the midst of uncertainty. You might be wondering, how do I find that kind of peace? The truth is, it's not something you can manufacture on your own. It's a gift from God, a gift that comes when you choose to put your trust in Him. It comes when you take your eyes off your problems and place them on the one who is bigger than any problem you could ever face. And here's the beautiful thing. When you rest in God, when you let go of your worries and trust Him with your life, He begins to show you a unique way forward. It might not be the way you expected, and it might not be the way you planned, but it will be the way that's best for you. God has a way of turning our detours into destinations, our setbacks into setups for something greater. Sometimes we get so focused on the way we think things should go that we miss the way God is leading us. We have our own ideas about what should happen. And when it doesn't go that way, we feel disappointed, frustrated, and lost. But I want to remind you that God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He sees the bigger picture, the one that we can't always see in the moment. Imagine, for a moment, that you're walking through a dark tunnel. It's hard to see the end, and it feels like you're all alone. But what you don't realize is that God is right there with you, guiding you through each step. He's leading you to an opening, to a light that you can't see yet, but it's there. You just have to trust Him to get you through. This is where faith comes in. Faith is believing in the light, even when you're surrounded by darkness. It's trusting that God is making a way for you, even when you can't see it yet. It's holding on to the hope that your story isn't over, that there's more ahead, and that God is working all things together for your good. So, what does this look like in practical terms? It means starting your day by surrendering it to God. It means saying, God, I don't know what today holds, but I trust you to guide me through it. It means taking a moment in the midst of your busy day to pause and remind yourself that you're not in this alone. And it means ending your day by letting go of all the worries that tried to cling to you, trusting that God is still at work, even while you sleep. This kind of rest, this deep, soul, refreshing rest, isn't something that just happens. It's a daily choice to trust God with your life. It's a choice to believe that He is guiding you, even when the path is unclear. And it's a choice to lean on Him, to let His strength carry you when you feel weak. As you continue to walk this journey, I want to encourage you to practice resting in God's presence. When you feel overwhelmed, take a moment to breathe, to quiet your mind, and to focus on God's love for you. Remind yourself that He is with you, that He is for you, and that He is leading you. And as you rest, be open to the unique ways that God might be leading you. Sometimes, the answers we're looking for come in unexpected ways. Sometimes, the path we're meant to take is different from what we imagine. But when we trust God, we can rest in the assurance that His way is always the best way. So, my friends, I want you to hold on to this truth. God is showing you a unique way. It may not be clear right now, but trust that it's there. Trust that as you rest in Him, as you let go of your worries and place your trust in His hands, He will guide you to where you need to be. Now, I want to talk more about what it means to truly let go and trust God with every part of our lives. It's one thing to say we trust God, but it's another thing to actually live it out, especially when life feels overwhelming. But this is where real peace and rest come from living in that trust, from allowing God to take control of our worries, our fears, and our doubts. Now, I know that letting go isn't easy. It's natural for us to want to hold on, to try to manage things ourselves, and to keep everything within our control. But here's the thing. The more we try to control, the more stressed and anxious we become. We start to feel like the weight of the world is on our shoulders, like everything depends on us. And that's a heavy burden to carry, my friends. But God never intended for us to carry that burden alone. He invites us to hand it over to Him, to trust Him with the details of our lives. And in doing so, we find a freedom that can only come from knowing we are not alone in this journey. We find that God is not just watching from a distance. He is actively involved in every part of our lives, guiding us, leading us, and showing us the way forward. I want you to imagine for a moment what it would be like to truly let go of your worries. Picture yourself standing at the edge of a cliff, holding on tightly to a heavy backpack filled with all your fears, anxieties, and uncertainties. You've been carrying it for so long that it's become part of you. But now, God is standing next to you with open arms, inviting you to hand it over. It's scary, isn't it? The thought of letting go of what you've been holding onto for so long. But as you begin to loosen your grip, something incredible happens. You start to feel lighter. You start to feel free. And in that moment of release, you discover a peace that you never knew was possible. That's what happens when we trust God. We begin to see that the things we've been holding onto so tightly were never meant to be ours to carry. We begin to understand that God's hands are strong enough to hold everything we've been worried about. And as we let go, we make room for God to work in ways we couldn't even imagine. But letting go is a process. It's not something that happens overnight. It's something we have to choose to do every day. Every morning when you wake up, you have a choice to hold on to your worries or to hand them over to God. And every night when you go to bed, you have a choice to carry the weight of the day's struggles or to rest in the knowledge that God is in control. You might be wondering, how do I build that kind of trust? How do I learn to let go? It starts with small steps. Start by giving God the little things, the worries that seem insignificant, the concerns that are on your mind. As you see how God handles those, you'll begin to trust Him with the bigger things. And as you let go, be open to the new things that God wants to do in your life. Sometimes, we hold on so tightly to our own plans and ideas that we miss the unique way God wants to lead us. We get stuck in our own way of thinking, and we don't see the doors that God is opening right in front of us. But when you let go, when you trust God to lead, you start to see things differently. You start to notice the opportunities, the connections, the paths that you hadn't seen before. And you begin to understand that God's way is always better than our way. It's important to remember that God's timing is not our timing. We live in a world that values speed and instant results, but God often works in ways that require patience and trust. There may be times when it feels like nothing is happening, like God is silent. But I want to assure you that God is never inactive. Even in the waiting, even in the silence, God is at work, preparing the way for you. This is where faith comes in. Faith is trusting that God is working even when you can't see it. It's believing that He is making a way, even when the path ahead seems unclear, and it's holding on to the promise that God's plans for you are good, even when life feels anything but good. So, my friends, as we walk through this journey together, I want to encourage you to practice letting go and trusting God. Take it one day at a time. When you feel overwhelmed, take a moment to pause and remind yourself that you don't have to figure it all out. God is with you, guiding you and showing you a unique way forward. Let go of the need to control every detail of your life. Let go of the worries that keep you up at night. Let go of the fears that hold you back. And in their place, take hold of the peace that comes from knowing God is in control. As you do this, you'll begin to experience a rest that goes beyond just physical rest. It's a rest for your soul, a deep sense of peace that comes from trusting God with your life. It's a rest that says, "I don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds my future." And as you rest, be open to the unique ways that God wants to lead you. Be open to the possibility that the path you're on, even if it seems difficult right now, is leading you to something greater. Be open to the idea that God is using every moment, every challenge, and every detour to prepare you for the blessings that are ahead. My friends, I want to take a moment to emphasize the importance of patience and faith in the process of letting go and trusting God. We've talked about how challenging it can be to release our worries and allow God to take control. It's a journey, and it's one that requires both patience and trust. Patience is often something we struggle with, especially when we're facing difficult circumstances. We want solutions. We want solutions. We want answers, and we want them now. But God's timing is different from ours. He sees the bigger picture, and He knows the perfect time to bring things to pass in our lives. It's in those moments of waiting that our faith is truly tested. Can we trust God, even when we don't see the immediate results? Can we believe that He's working behind the scenes, orchestrating everything for our good, even when we can't see it? I want to encourage you today to hold on to your faith during the waiting seasons. These are the times when God is strengthening your character, deepening your trust in Him, and preparing you for the blessings that are to come. Waiting is not wasted time when it's in God's hands. It's a time of growth, of refining, and of drawing closer to Him. Sometimes we might feel like we're stuck, like nothing is happening. But just because you don't see anything on the surface doesn't mean that God isn't at work. God is working in the hidden places of our lives, preparing us for the moment when everything will come together in His perfect timing. During these times, it's important to keep your eyes on God, not on your circumstances. When you focus on the problems, it's easy to become discouraged and lose hope. But when you focus on God, you remember who is in control. You remember that God's love for you is unchanging and His plans for you are good. Let's take a moment to draw strength from two encouraging scriptures that remind us of God's faithfulness and the power of trusting in Him. Isaiah 40:30. One, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. This scripture reminds us that when we put our hope and trust in the Lord, He gives us the strength to keep going. It's a promise that God will lift us up, even when we feel like we can't go any further. He renews our strength and enables us to rise above our challenges. Just like an eagle soars above the storms, God will help you rise above your difficulties, giving you the endurance and the courage to keep moving forward. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight. This scripture is a powerful reminder to trust God fully. Even when things don't make sense, it encourages us to let go of our need to understand everything and to submit our ways to Him. When we do this, God promises to direct our paths. He will lead us in the right direction, showing us the unique way He has prepared for us. It's about surrendering our plans to God and trusting that His way is always the best way. These verses serve as a foundation for our faith and remind us of the importance of trusting God through every season of life. They encourage us to rely on God's strength and guidance rather than trying to navigate life on our own. I want to encourage you to meditate on these scriptures. Let them sink into your heart and mind. When doubts arise, when fear tries to take hold, return to these promises and remind yourself of God's faithfulness. Let these words be a source of strength and encouragement for you, helping you to rest easy in the knowledge that God is in control. We need to surrender our need for control and trust that God is in charge. This doesn't mean we stop taking responsibility or making decisions. It means we stop trying to control outcomes and start trusting God with the results. It's about recognizing that while we can make plans and take actions, the ultimate outcomes are in God's hands. Now, let us conclude this message with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You for your constant presence in our lives, for being our guide, our protector, and our provider. We acknowledge that you are the source of all peace, and we find comfort in knowing that we can rest easy in your care. Father, we lay before you our worries and anxieties, the burdens that weigh heavily on our hearts. We ask for your divine intervention in every area of our lives. Where we are struggling, help us to release our need for control and to trust you completely with our circumstances. We pray for the strength to let go of our fears and the courage to rely on your guidance. Lord, we seek breakthrough in the areas where we feel stuck. We pray for your miraculous power to move in our lives, opening doors that have been closed and making a way where there seems to be no way. We trust that you are working behind the scenes, orchestrating every detail for our good. Grant us patience and faith as we wait for your perfect timing. In our financial challenges, we ask for your provision. Father, you know our needs before we even ask, and we trust in your promise to supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. We pray for your wisdom in managing our resources, for creative solutions to our financial struggles, and for doors of opportunity to open that will lead to financial stability and abundance. We also lift up those among us who are in need of healing. Lord, you are the great physician, and we believe in your power to heal. We ask for your healing touch to restore health, to mend broken bodies, and to bring comfort and strength to those who are suffering. We pray for your peace to surround them, knowing that your presence is a source of strength and comfort. As we surrender these requests to you, we ask for your peace to fill our hearts. May we experience a deep and abiding rest, knowing that you are in control and that your plans for us are good. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on you, to trust in your promises, and to embrace the unique path you have set before us. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.